Does running your business feel like juggling flaming swords while riding a unicycle? Okay, maybe I've exaggerated just slightly here, but you get where I'm going. If this is what you feel like, workflow automation might be just the fire extinguisher that you need. Today, I'm going to be breaking down small business workflow automation. Yes, in plain English, so you can cut the busy work, keep clients happy, and finally have space to focus on growth. This isn't about replacing people with robots. It's really about making your business work smarter so you can lead with calm instead of chaos. Let's jump in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I am sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Donna Dubay, Fractional Director of Operations and Business Growth Strategist, here to help you work less and profit more without burning out. So if you're feeling stuck in the weeds, juggling every little task, and secretly wondering if you're ever going to have time to think about growth instead of constantly chasing your to-do list, then this episode's for you, and I hope you'll stick around. Because the truth of the matter is, the more your business grows, the more moving parts you have to manage. And without automation, you're basically building a bigger hamster wheel for yourself. So today I'm going to walk you through how to automate for efficiency and growth so that your business stops draining your time and actually starts creating more of it. So when I say automation, a lot of small business owners think, oh, that's for people with giant teams or massive budgets. Well, I'm going to call that out. No, that is not the truth. Automation is just about removing manual, repetitive work so you can focus on higher value tasks, things like strategy, growth, and client relationships. Even if you're solo or you have a small team, you still have processes that happen over and over again in your business. Client onboarding, invoices, appointment scheduling, following up on leads. Sounding familiar, right? If you're touching these tasks every single time they happen, you're wasting brain power that you could be using elsewhere. So I want you to think of automation as your silent team member. It works 24/7. It doesn't need vacation days, and it never complains. Now, I want to share something with you. According to Zapier's 2023 Small Business Automation Report, 94% of small business employees say that they perform repetitive, time-consuming tasks. 94%. And two-thirds say they could save at least 6 hours a week with better automation. Now, that number may come as a shock to you, but I want you to think about what you could do with an extra 6 hours every week. That's over 300 hours a year, the equivalent of nearly 2 months of full-time work. But that's not all. The report also found that only about one-third of small businesses are actually using automation effectively. And the rest of us? Well, we're either not using it at all, or we've set up, a couple of disconnected automations that don't really work well together. So the way I see it, automation is no longer a nice to have. It's a competitive advantage. Because the small business that delivers faster, communicates more clear, and provides a seamless client experience wins. And automation makes that possible without adding to your payroll. So a lot of people hear the term workflow automation and they picture, you know, some complicated coding or some robots in the office, but it's simply not that. Using tools and systems to handle repetitive, rule-based tasks for you. That's automation in a nutshell. So let's talk about some examples that you may already have in your small business. Let's say, for example, you're a photographer and you set up a booking page. So when a client books a session, they automatically get a confirmation email, a prep guide that's like a PDF, and a calendar invite. Boom. You didn't have to touch any of that. It happened automatically. Or perhaps you're an online course creator and you automate the process of enrolling a student. So they make a payment that triggers them into the course access, sends them a welcome email, and adds the student to your community forum. No manual clicking needed. Or perhaps you're a consultant and you use a CRM, so when someone fills out their contact form, they instantly get a personalized email with some available consult times, plus the lead is tagged for follow-up. So you see, in all of these cases, no one is losing the human touch. The human part comes in when the business owner shows up for the client, not in manually sending a welcome packet at 10 p.m. So here's something most small business owners don't calculate, and that is what it's costing you not to automate, right? Hear that again, what it's costing you not to automate. So when you stick with fully manual processes in your business, the costs show up in ways you may not expect. First of all, there's lost time. Every 5-minute repetitive task is like a little leak in your calendar. You might think, oh, it's only 5 minutes. But if you do that task 10 times a week, that's over 40 hours a year, an entire work week gone to repetitive tasks that could be automated. Lost time is a big cost. Then there's a slower response time. So let's say a lead fills out your contact form from your website on Friday night. If you're not automating your follow-up, they might not hear from you until Monday afternoon. And by then, they may have already booked with someone else. People expect quick, clear communication. And automation helps you deliver that without being glued to your phone. And then there's the risk of having more mistakes. We all know when we do things manual, it's prone to typos, missteps, and oops, I forgot to send that. I've seen situations where one missed email cost a business thousands because the client assumed the project had been dropped. And lastly, we can't forget decision fatigue. Harvest Business Review reports that switching between tasks can reduce productivity by up to 40%. When you're constantly bouncing between repetitive admin tasks and strategic work, you're draining your mental energy before you even get to the high-value tasks. So the bottom line, not automating isn't just about spending more time. It's costing you opportunities, revenue, and sometimes even your reputation. All right, so let's dive into this a little bit more. I want to clear up the difference between automation and delegation because they're not the same thing, and understanding the differences will help you use both more effectively. So automation is about using tools to handle predictable, rule-based work. This is the stuff that happens the same way every time, where there's no need for human judgment. So things like sending invoices, tagging email subscribers, or delivering a digital product after a purchase. We don't need to make a decision as a human when those things happen. They're predictable and they're rule-based. Delegation, on the other hand, is about handling higher touch or variable tasks to a human. And this is where you need some flexibility, some creativity, or the ability to adapt to a specific situation. So for example, a VA could handle personalized client outreach, or writing captions in your brand voice, or customizing a proposal. You see the difference there between the two? The sweet spot is that we want to use automation to handle the repetitive, mechanical parts of a process, and delegation to handle the human, judgment-based parts. So as an example, let's say you're onboarding a new client. Automation could send the contract, collect payment, create their project in your project management system, and send them a welcome packet. Your VA could then follow up with a personalized video message or set up their kickoff call with you. So when automation and delegation work together, that's when you're creating a business that runs efficiently and still feels human. So before we talk about where to start, I want to give you a framework I use with my clients, because not all automation is created equal. So level one is what I call micro automation. These are tiny built-in time savers and tools that you probably already use, right? Things like Gmail filters that tag and file incoming emails so that not everything's sitting in your inbox, or recurring tasks in Asana that pop up automatically each month or every 6 months or every year, whenever that cadence is that you need to do them again. Those are micro automations. Level two is what we call workflow automation. So this is where multi-step processes that happen within one tool. For example, in Dubsado or in Honeybook, you can have a signed contract automatically trigger an invoice, a welcome packet, and a scheduler link. So that's multiple steps, but it's within the same tool. So that's workflow automation. And then level three, which we're really thinking about a lot, is system automation. And this is where we're connecting multiple tools so they talk to each other. So things like Zapier or Pabbly may come in. Your website form could send info to your CRM, which then triggers an email sequence and then adds the lead to your project management tool. See here where the difference is in system, we're using many different tools to talk to each other. But the truth is, most of us don't need to jump to level three of system automation right away. We can start small, build our confidence, and layer on complexity over time. So before we go signing up for a bunch of new software and we want to go automate everything in our business, I want you to try my rinse and repeat rule for what to automate. So for 1 week, I want you to track everything you do. Every invoice you send, every onboarding email, every meeting confirmation. And if you've done it more than twice in that week, I want you to write it down. And then I want to go through your list of what you wrote down and ask, does this really need my brain? Does this task really require my brain? If the answer is no, then it's a good candidate for automation. So here's an example. If you send a welcome checklist to every new client, instead of creating and sending that email manually, you can save that checklist as a template in your CRM and set it to go out automatically once someone signs a contract. Same warmth, same message, but now it happens whether you're at your desk, picking up your kids from school, or you're on the beach. And once you have that list of repeatable tasks, now you're ready for the next step, which is choosing your tools. And I know tech can be very overwhelming for a lot of us, and it's where a lot of us get stuck, right? We've heard about automation, we're excited to make our lives easier, and then we go on a tech buying spree. A new CRM, a scheduler, a project management platform, a chatbot, and before we know it, we've signed up for 7 new tools all in 1 weekend. The The real problem, and this is according to Capterra, the average small business already uses more than 70 different software tools. 70 different software tools, many of which overlap. That's a lot of logins, a lot of duplicate features, and a lot of, wait, which tool does that again? Instead of staring at a shopping list, I want you to start with a tech audit. I want you to take a piece of paper. Yes, a piece of paper. I'm being specific this time because if you open your laptop, you'll get distracted by the 47 other tabs you have open. So get a piece of paper. And I want you to write down every tool that you know you already pay for. And beside each one, I want you to write exactly what you use it for. You'll be so surprised when you do this. 9 times out of 10, you'll realize you're already paying for automation features that you've never set up. Your CRM might already send follow-up emails automatically. Your payment platform might already have built-in invoice reminders. Your email marketing tool might have a visual automation builder just waiting for you to put a workflow together. So once you know what you've got, then you can go and fill the gaps. And when you do add something new, make sure that it integrates smoothly with the tools that you already have. So that can be either a native integration, like it's built into the tool already, or through a connector like Zapier or Pabbly. So let's talk about what that looks like in practice. If you're a service provider, you might have Dubsado or HoneyBook for client workflows. You might use Google Workspace for file sharing. And you might use Zapier to connect your forms to your CRM. If you're a coach or a consultant, you might use Calendly or TidyCal for scheduling. You might use ActiveCampaign or Kit for email automation. And you might use ClickUp or Trello for managing projects and client tasks. And here's a golden nugget. My golden rule when it comes to tools is to master one tool at a time. I can almost guarantee that you wouldn't try to remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, and your basement all in the same week. Right? That sounds crazy. Use the same logic when it comes to software tools. Master one at a time before you go buy more. All right, I want to dive into some myths and mistakes when we talk about automation, and I want to bust some of the myths first. So myth number one that I hear a lot, automation makes your business feel cold and impersonal. The reality is automation actually frees you up to be more personal. When you're not stuck sending the same admin email for the 100th time, you can send a quick voice note to a new client. You can hop on Instagram to comment on their post or write a heartfelt thank you card. Automation takes care of the mechanics so you can focus on the moments that matter. Myth number two, automation is too expensive. The reality is many automation features are already included in the tools that you already have. And if you're paying $20 a month for something that saves you hours, I don't consider that a cost. I consider that an investment. And myth number three, automation is all or nothing. But the reality is you can start small. Even automating one step of a process can have a ripple effect. And I've seen people shave hours off their months by just automating meeting reminders. Simple does it. You don't need to go complicated to level 3 where you want a whole system workflow. Start small. Alrighty, and let's talk about some of the mistakes, the ones that turn automation from a lifesaver into a headache. So mistake number one that I see often is that automation is a broken process. So if your workflow is clunky. If your workflow is already broken, then automating it just makes the wrong things happen faster. So you want to make sure that you always clean up your process first. Asking yourself, is this the simplest way to get this result? And if it's not, then fix the process before you automate it. Mistake number two is what I call over-automating. So again, not every touch point should be automated. Remember, we talked about that decision, whether it's automated or delegated. If your client just made a big investment, then sending them a generic email with no personal acknowledgement, well, yeah, that feels kind of flat, right? Kind of robotic. So use automation to create structure, but not to replace genuine human connection. And the third mistake is automation is that we set it and forget it. And we all know our businesses evolve, our offers change, our tools get updated. So if you never review your automations, they'll eventually break. Or worse, they'll send out outdated information. So schedule a quarterly check, either you or someone on your team, to actually test and tweak your automations and make sure they're doing what you want them to do. All right, I want to dive into a little bit of calculating the return on investment when we automate. So here's a question I get a lot. How do you know if an automation is worth the time or money to set it up? And my answer to this, I like to keep it really simple. Take the task you're thinking about automating and figure out, one, how long it takes you each time, and two, how many times you do it in a month. Multiply those two answers together to get your monthly time spent. And then multiply that by your hourly rate. Even if you don't bill hourly, just use the number you'd like to earn for your time. So for example, if sending invoices takes you 5 minutes each and you send 40 invoices a month, 5 times 40, that's 200 minutes, over 3 hours. If you value your time at $100 an hour, that's $300 a month. Now, on the flip side of that, if a tool can automate that for you for $20 a month, well, that's a no-brainer, right? And here's the part I love the most, and really where a lot of people miss the real value. Yes, automation saves you time, but what it really gives you is your mental bandwidth. Think about the last time you were juggling so many little tasks that you couldn't focus on the big stuff. Maybe you had a great idea for a new offer, but you know, you kept pushing it aside because you were buried in admin tasks. Or you wanted to follow up with a warm lead, but by the time you finished with invoicing and scheduling, your creative energy was just gone. So automation clears that clutter. It's like closing a bunch of background apps on your phone. Suddenly, everything runs faster, right? When you're not stuck in the weeds, you have time to develop that signature program that you've been dreaming about. You have time to build partnerships that will grow your audience. You have time to refine your offers to increase your profitability. Or, now this is a wild idea, take a Friday off without your business grinding to a halt. I've seen business owners use their newfound time to finally launch a podcast, write a book, or expand into a new market. And none of that would have been possible if they were still manually chasing payments or confirming every appointment themselves. I know it's tempting to hear all of this and want to automate everything at once, but please, start small. Pick one win you can set up in under an hour. Just do one of these this week. Feel the relief. And then do another one next week. And before you know it, you'll have an automation foundation without the overwhelm. And no, I'm not talking about yet another calendar booking link. I know most of you already have that. I'm talking about the kind of automations that not only save you time, but actually make your business run smoother. generate more revenue, and give you and your brain a break from the constant, did I remember to? Did I do? You know, that mental loop that is constantly playing. So here's a list of some things you can think about. Pick one to automate. Automate client check-ins. So don't rely on your memory to follow up mid-project or before a renewal date. Set up your CRM or your project management tool to send a check-in email automatically at a set milestone, like maybe 30 days before a coaching package ends. You'll keep renewals flowing without scrambling through spreadsheets to try and remember when Sally Sue first signed on with you. Another idea, build a content recycling workflow. So you already have content that your audience has loved. Let's put it back into work for you. Use tools like Missing Letter or SmarterQ to automatically reshape older high-performing posts with fresh captions. Suddenly, you've got a social media presence without the daily grind. Or another one, create a nurture sequence that sells softly. So you want to go beyond the thanks for signing up email. Write a short sequence of 3 to 5 emails that can educate, can build trust, and invite people to take the next step with you. One set up, ongoing results. Automate your metrics or KPI tracking. Pulling numbers manually from 10 different systems is a time drain. So instead, connect your sales or marketing tools to a Google Sheet or a dashboard that updates automatically. You'll then have real-time data without having to do the copy and paste marathon. And you could add even if-then logic to customer support. So, for example, when certain keywords or categories pop up in a support form, you could trigger the right resources instantly. A billing question? Send the frequently asked questions. Onboarding issue? Send the welcome guide. The right answers will go out automatically, and your human support can focus on the more tricky stuff. Automate internal handoffs. So when a payment comes in, let automation create the tasks for your VA and send the welcome packet to your new client. You don't need to be in Slack. You don't need to have bottlenecks. Just smooth handoffs and transitions. Streamline offboarding and testimonial requests. So mark a project as complete and then have your system send out a thank you email, deliver any final files, and request a testimonial. You'll close projects and never forget to ask for that social proof again. And last idea is to trigger an upsell or cross-sell automatically. So when a client hits a milestone or a certain time frame passes, say 90 days after buying your course, send them a relevant offer. Automation can grow your revenue while you're busy doing literally anything else. Now, again, a reminder, I'm not saying you should go and do all of these at once. I want you to pick one that's going to save you the most mental bandwidth right now. Set it up and let it work for you. And then move on to the next. Rinse and repeat. So if you've been nodding along thinking, yes, I need this, but I have no idea where to start, that's where I come in. Because automating the wrong thing won't save you time, and automating too much without a strategy can actually cause you more chaos. So that's why I offer my Focus and Freedom call. In just 60 minutes, we'll map out your workflow, we'll uncover the bottlenecks that's stealing your time, and we'll pinpoint exactly what to automate first for the biggest return. You'll walk away with a clear, actionable plan that's tailored to your business, not just a generic use this tool list. So if you're ready to stop being the bottleneck in your own business and start leading with more focus, more freedom, and less overwhelm, then head over to ceoamplify.ca Never mind. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's too long to say it here. And book your focus and freedom call. Let's make your business run smoother so you can breathe easier. All right. Thanks for listening. And I hope you choose one of those things to go automate this week. Take care. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.